Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome in to our first weekly live interview. And joining me here for the monthly segment is a local optometrist, Dr. Carl Abbott. Good morning.
First? That's too much pressure. Oh. I can't take it. It's too much pressure. No, I can't be the first. This is too much.
Oh. It's always good to go first. You know about the movie sequels, they're never as good as the first.
Well, so. Well, I mean, people could make a argument for Godfather 2 being better than... Yeah. Empire Strikes Back. I kind of preferred that over the original, you know.
Sure.
But, I mean, I get your point in general, yes.
Sure.
Yeah, the sequels sometimes just don't live up to it. So yes, whoever follows me is out of luck. That's too bad. They're going to crash and burn.
Oh, no. We certainly hope not. But, you know, every month you come in and kind of get us updated on some eye safety tips. Now, I was just scratching my head this morning going, what should we talk about this morning? And I was kind of thinking, well, it's Christmas time, and we're putting up those trees right now. Mm-hmm. Is that dangerous to people's eyes? It could be.
Oh, well, definitely could be.
Let's ask Dr. Abbott about it.
Yeah, and scratching the head enough, there's blood. There is blood flowing. You were really thinking about
it
this.
It hurts when I think. Yes, but,
although, I do have to bring this up.
Sure.
Congratulations to you, apparently, because you have, I guess, been the recipient of the Excellent in Tourism Award from the Chamber of Commerce. Is this correct?
That is correct. I am very humbled, and I was shocked and surprised, but it's only because we have great guests like yourself that we have won this award here.
What a great transition there, yes. You know how to make your guests feel welcome, don't you? Yes.
Well, you were one of the first to come on the show and do these live interviews, so a big thanks to you for doing this as well.
Oh, of course. No, it's I'm shocked that you're still allowing me to sit in front of a microphone. People usually learn after a while, you know, don't give him a microphone. You know, my preacher at church has learned that lesson. You know? don't let him do that. Anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yes,
Christmas tree tips. This can be, if you're getting the real tree there, the kids around the tree, they could go sneaking around for those presents, and it could be dangerous to their eyes, right?
Well, I mean, obviously, if people are still out there cutting their own trees, and I don't know how many people still do that.
Right.
I assume it being rural, I'm assuming there are people. You know, still around.
He's a lumberjack, and he's maybe not.
I love that song.
Yes.
Well, that's a reference from back. That was before you were born, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Maybe not. Okay. We may not talk about that.
That's
one.
Right.
But obviously, if you're going to cut your own tree, you know, whether it's a handsaw, which you know you're really a he-man there, but you know. Or, of course, chainsaw, you know, that kind of thing. But obviously, you got to have the eye protection for that with everything flying around.
Yeah.
Although it's great for my daughter's college fund if you don't wear the eye protection, because then, you know, we get to treat things forever. It's great. But no, not good for the eyeballs.
No.
So,
no, not at all.
Back to your, you know, talking about the children and all that kind of stuff. You know, especially the really, really young ones, you know, the toddlers and, you know, just...
They're going to be curious.
Yeah, and you know, even the fake trees, you know how that stuff just comes off of there all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's aware of the pullover problem. I mean, you know, tugging on it and thing falling on, you know, the child and that kind of thing, but... obviously there's plenty of stabbing opportunity, you know, in the eyeball for that kind of a thing. But I mean, even just getting those, whether it's real or fake needles, you know, up around the face and everything. Yeah, you get paranoid. I mean, you don't want to make parents you know,
too just, nervous.
Yeah, right. It's like, no, here's the tree. You can't come within 10 feet of it, right. But hey, you know, go ahead and look at it from across the room.
Yeah, that works out real well, doesn't it?
It's, what a joyous time of year. Stay away! Stay away from that tree!
That's right.
No, you don't want to go nuts with that kind of stuff. But, you know, and the stuff you don't really think about till it happens, you know, taking stuff off of the tree and sticking it in an outlet. I mean, yeah. You know, just crazy stuff.
Right.
You know, that it's like, okay, you come home and, my child did what?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. You know. It can be alarming. And the other thing, too, that whenever they get the presents, you got to be careful with the toys, too, because they have sharp edges. And, you know, that could damage the eyes, too.
Yeah, and, you know, all the projectile stuff.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's you got to love...
The Nerf guns?
Yeah. And, you know, for age appropriate, they're not bad.
Right.
I mean, because, you know, they don't have hard edges.
Right.
And stuff. And so there's no penetrant. It's not lawn darts, you know, that kind of thing. You got to love the lawn dart thing, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
Sharp projectile. Let's throw it, you know. And we're both on either side. It's horseshoes with sharp objects. Yeah.
But it's not okay to bring the Nerf guns to work and shoot your coworkers in the eye with
those. Oh, it was not, is it?
No,
oh,
I was asking you.
Oh, okay. Do we have a policy here in place at the radio station?
I haven't seen it in writing.
Oh, good. But, okay. Well, you know, I'll come prepared next time.
That's
you know?
Right.
Like, peek my head in the door and make sure that, okay, is it safe to come in?
Right.
Although those projectiles, they scratch corneas.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen it.
We've had rubber band sponge, incidents,
you
know, here. You know,
oh, well, there you go.
You get shot with the rubber band. And, but
I'll wear my safety glasses next time I come in to the radio station there.
You had no idea.
I'm glad I was warned. You know, and there's proof. This is going out live on air right now. Is that correct?
It really is. Yeah, it's hard to believe. But yeah.
So I will have proof, you know, that you have to duck and cover when you come into the radio station. And I mean, just, you know, stupid stuff you hear about. And you know, it's kind of like, how many times do we open our vehicles? We get in a vehicle, you know, we open the door of the vehicle, we get in the vehicle. I mean,
sure.
How many, literally thousands of times in our lifetime do we do this?
Yeah.
Well, why is it that one time you bang your head on the door when you open it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy, weird stuff. You know, the celebration, you know, here, you know, champagne corks.
I mean, I see that. Yeah.
I mean... You know, what are the odds, right? Yeah. But, you know, this weird stuff takes place.
It happens.
You know?
Have you seen injuries like that before?
Yeah, and, you talk about the weird stuff. We could do a segment on
we could do this. Light bulb went off.
Yeah, because right. There's some weird ones. Not faulting the people, because it's just weird accidents, you
sure.
know?
Sure.
I mean, I had a curling iron burn on the front of the gal's eye. She slipped and branded the front of her eyeball with a hot curling.
Ouch.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, she felt horrible, you know, about it. I mean, embarrassed and all that. But of course, horrible damage, you know, for a while. And
yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it's not, those types of things are not anybody's fault.
No.
Not negligence. You know, none of this kind of
freak
stuff.
Freak accidents, I guess.
Yeah. You know, this stuff happens.
Put them in that category.
So you just try to limit some of that as best you can without, you know, trying to live your life in a, you know.
In a bubble.
Bulletproof encased, you know, little room like apparently we are now. So.
You know, I kind of like it back here.
Apparently you're protected from the projectiles in here as well. You got all the windows. You can see them coming.
That's right. Yeah. That was the plan. So here's the other thing I was going to ask you about this morning, because we kind of went over the safety tips for the Christmas trees and the toys for the small children.
Mm-hmm.
My children recently have glasses, and I'm running into the problem with trying to get them to wear the glasses that we have purchased. Do you have any pro tips for me as a parent to get them to keep their glasses on?
Oh, depending on the age of the child.
We're talking junior high students here.
And okay, so, you know, there's absolutely no logical thought in one the brain teenager, at the moment, right?
One nearing teenager, so, okay, yes. Yeah.
No, I shouldn't say that. But, interestingly enough, you know, they found out with all this imaging that they can do with the brain and you know, literally live imaging so they can see where things are, nerve endings are firing and all that. Between the teen years, 90% of the neurons in our brain are rewired.
Huh.
You know, they used to think that, you know, that you were born with the brain and it just kept creating, you know, as you went along.
Yeah.
And that's what you had. But it's literally 90% completely rewired during the teen years.
Well, there's some explanation, but...
Yeah, I mean, and they're not saying, well, this is carte blanche to go out and, you know, oh, give teenagers a free pass for stupid behavior and things like that. But it's one of the reasons why you'll get an incredibly smart, gifted student who will make the stupidest decision and literally look at you and go, well, why did you do that? I don't know.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's true.
They don't.
They don't know what the thinking was at the time or the reasoning process. And it's just crazy. So you're like, I'm going to toss him a little nugget of something and he's going to go rambling off on this wild tangent over here. I don't know where this is going to lead. Hey. I'm coming back to the point.
Right on.
you know, so the children you mentioned with, you know, trying to wear the glasses now. Depending on the child, a lot of times, you know, you can reason with them and say, you know, hey, this is for your eye development.
Right.
You know, the easy ones to wear are the ones that can't see unless you put them on.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you put the glasses on and they see a lot better, they're going to wear them.
Right.
Because they like to see.
Yeah.
You know, we all like to see. We're visual creatures.
Sure.
You know, the ones that are really tough to get to wear them are the ones that need them but can still function without them.
I see.
If they don't have them on their face, well, I can get by this way.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that it's really hard to get to wear them. Now, a lot of times you can sit down and say, hey, you know, if you don't wear them, this and this and this and this will happen to your eyeballs.
Yeah.
And that's all specific, of course, on the case.
Sure.
You know. And again, depending on the neuronal rewiring going on at the time. See, I told you I'd get this all back together,
like
right?
Yeah. The tie-in, yes.
Then, you know, sometimes they'll take to that and they'll get that and understanding, you know, that you have their best interest at heart with this and, you know, you care for them and you want the best for them. And then sometimes they're going to look at this and say, yeah, whatever, Dad.
Right. Well, my current logic was, you know, you're wasting my money. I spent a lot of money on this, and now you're not that's utilizing it.
Then
they don't care.
After the reasoning thing completely goes out the window, and it's like, no, this didn't work at all. Then we get to the reward and punishment phase of parenting. You know, so you know, you can try reward stuff. You can try the threats that I'm going to be speaking to your teacher on a daily basis to see if the glasses have been on your face.
Yep, we're to that point.
If you lose them or break them, these are the consequences. You are going to suffer, you know, that kind of thing.
When the phone gets taken away, the glasses usually go on.
Hey, but, it's you good know, incentive. See, right? There's the incentive. You know, the carrot and the stick. You know, you got to have it.
That's right.
I just compared children to mules.
Well,
did you notice that? Carrot and the stick analogy. You got that carrot in front of the mules. Nose or the stick, you know, at the other end, you know. Right. So, yes, here I am. I told you, you don't want to give me a microphone.
No, you did fine, and I appreciate the advice. We'll just continue to try and get them to wear those glasses, and I appreciate the Christmas tree tips. And we're gonna have you again in 2022.
Whoa, I guess that would be true.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'll be January that you'll be back. So,
oh, and give a plug out to, I guess you've been talking about Rudolph.
We have. You're in the
presser. I do. I have some small roles in that, and it's a very child friendly, yet, you know, there's some things in there that the adults will find incredibly humorous.
Yeah.
On a different level, So,
and it was a good turnout too for this weekend, right?
It's the first 3 days, first three shows, a lot of people. You know, there was had to have some in the balcony and things. So
that's awesome. And yeah, we're going to do it all over again this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, three more shows.
7 o'clock Friday, 7 o'clock Saturday, 2 on Sunday.
Yes.
All right.
Curtains 7, 7, and 2.
Nice.
So, yeah, it's you'll have to look fast for me. I'm pretty much covered up when I'm out there. But it's a children's show. I mean, it's geared towards children because it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. The stop motion, show
the
from
one you
television.
See on TV.
Yeah, that is this show, but it takes a whole nother spin with live actors, and boy, we've had some kids in the audience just enamored of this, and they're so into it. They're no, he died, and I mean, you can hear them.
Yeah,
and
the shock. Yeah,
yeah, or oh no, they can't let him stay, you know.
Yeah.
Just I mean, and so it's really neat to see them engaged,
yeah,
you know, at that level in a live theater type of thing. But there's some subtle humor that the adults will
enjoy,
catch on a little bit too. Nothing inappropriate, obviously.
Right.
But I don't think the adults will be bored.
No, I think
it's not a long show. It runs about an hour and a half,
mm-hmm.
and so it, you know, even some of the younger kids stay involved, for that time frame. So
absolutely.
Anyway, it could be a fun time for people to come
absolutely.
And see.
Absolutely, good time for the whole.
Even though I'm in it, you know, it kind of tapers off, when I'm on stage. Then it kind of ramps back up when I leave. So it works okay.
I know it's a great production. I've heard nothing but good things about it, and wish you the best of luck on that. We'll see you again in January.
Great. Well, hey, you know, if I'm not banned from the building,
you're not banned from the building. We'll see you back then.